This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31 along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at a World Economic Forum in Davos, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
Niti Aayog released the reports outlining decarbonization roadmaps for the cement, aluminium and MSME sectors in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, highlighted the critical role of the MSME sector and sustained economic growth in India's development journey. He underlined the importance of strengthening the MSME sector, which remains a key driver of employment, innovation and inclusive growth. The Ministry of Power has released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy provides a comprehensive blueprint for a future-ready, financially viable and environmentally sustainable power sector to provide reliable and quality power at affordable price. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. Traffic restrictions will be in place in parts of New Delhi due to rehearsals for the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk today. According to a traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Vehicular movement will also be restricted on Raisana Road from the roundabout near Krishi Bhavan towards Vijay Chowk. Traffic will not be allowed beyond the roundabouts at Dara Shikoh Road, Krishna Menon Marg and Suneri Masjid in the direction of Vijay Chowk during the rehearsal hours. The stretch between Vijay Chowk and the Rafi Marg going towards Kartavya Path crossing will also remain closed during the specified hours. Motorists have been advised to plan their travel in advance and take alternate routes such as Ring Road, Ridge Road, Aurobindo Marg, Madarsa T Point, Safdarjung Road towards Kamal Atuk Marg, Rani Jhansi Road and Minto Road. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of the five-match series at Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur last night. With this win, the men in blue took a 1-0 lead in the five-match T20 international series against the Black Caps. Chasing a target of 239 runs set by India, New Zealand could score only 190 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The second T20 of five-match series to be played at Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium, Raipur, tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action in the round of 16 at the Indonesia Masters 2026 today. In men's single, Lakshya Sen will face Hong Kong's Jason Guan, while former world number one Kidambi Srikanth is set to take on Chinese Taipei's Shou Tenshen. In women's singles, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will go up against Denmark's Line Jerfeld. And that is the end of this news bulletin.